Welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. On today's program, we're going to reprise a lecture that I offered back in 2015 at the New Life Expo on vibrational intelligence. The lecture and the information that I shared is as relevant today as it was then, perhaps even more relevant because we're living in a period where the veil between the densities or dimensions is really quite thin, and we can move through expanding our consciousness into vistas of understanding and self-knowing. This lecture takes us into a deeper understanding of quantum reality, multiple densities, multiple experiences through those densities, and an expansion of spiritual expression. So stay tuned.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
One of the things that's really interesting is how much people are really expanding in their understanding and also expanding in their willingness, their capacity to be open and to explore and to really begin to challenge those ideas that have been programmed into our head, or perhaps it's those ideas that we grew up with the assumption that the world was a particular way, that our lives should follow a particular path. And it's really interesting because so many of us are indeed searching for a way to refresh our lives, perhaps. I think we are all truly walking the path that we came into the world to walk, however that may look. Sometimes it looks like a challenge and sometimes it looks wonderful. But we are on our path. And as we walk through our life and engage in our experiences, we have opportunities to make choices, to be more empowered in the path that we follow. And I say this because we come in with certain ideas in terms of where we want to go. We have certain talents that we can have access to as we're born into the world and we begin to grow in the world. So we have a lot that comes with us. Also, what comes with us are certain challenges that are there for us to overcome and to grow. We meet these challenges as we move through our life. But in truth, there becomes a certain point when we want to leave some of these challenges behind, when we want to graduate in our lives to another level of expansion and understanding of where we are, who we are, and what we're capable of. We're capable of so much more than we realize. And part of the reason we are in this state of non-realization or misunderstanding about what we're capable of is because we don't have any more the traditions that help us along the way, help us along our path. So rather than coming into the world and going through our childhoods with a sense of reinforcement for whatever our talents might be, and rather than receiving some level of support and understanding and compassion for whatever our challenges may be, very often we are moved into a space of success, moved into a modality or the mode of believing that our destiny is to find a place in the world, to find some career or to find some form of expression that is going to be successful, that is going to bring the financial rewards that all of us need and really deserve in order to have a good life. And so we are motivated as children to flow into a direction that is perceived by the world as something that will support us as an adult. So a young child might be encouraged to study math or science or to have a comprehension of business. And so we are very often moved into this direction where we are studying something because it's recognized that this will bring financial rewards in a professional life. And very often, young girls are steered in an opposite direction, and depending on the family, but certainly my generation and maybe several generations before and after, women were more steered towards the idea that, well, our function is to provide a family and nurturing and loving in the family. And while that's essentially true, we're more in a world where both men and women have to carry the responsibility of income bringing as well as the responsibility of nurturing. And I think that this is probably a healthy development. But many women will feel more at ease flowing in that direction of knowing that I'm really interested in having a family. I'm not really interested in having a big, high-powered career. And then even women who are in careers very often have the nurturing role. And as much as things have changed as far as gender roles in the workplace, you'll still see more women in support roles and more men in the dominant role in the corporate structure. But all this to say that we're coming upon a time when it is very healthy to be able to reflect back to our core, our first, our initial leanings and our inborn talents, to see where our gift lies so that we can begin to consciously steer ourselves in the direction that will be a response to the truth and the fullness of who we are and who we were born to be. So that being the texture of the conversation, I want to share with you some two segments from the presentation that I offered this past Saturday at the New Life Expo. It was on vibrational intelligence. This is actually the fifth time that I have offered a lecture on this subject. It's really quite broad in terms of understanding fully what this means. So we're going to play this first clip, and then I'll come back and have a few more words to share with you on vibrational intelligence. So stay tuned as we listen, and we'll be right back.
Welcome. I'm really happy to have you here, and I'm happy to be here with you. I'm Catherine, and what we're going to talk about today is vibrational intelligence. And of course, we all have this because we are, in fact, vibrational beings. And so this is just a way of coming into an awareness of the truth of who we are and the truth of how our bodies and our lives function. And if we are to look at our body at the microscopic level, when you get below the atom, when you get all the way down, you're just going to see electrical charges. You're just going to see electricity and space. And so when we begin to regard ourselves in this way, we can begin to interact with our structure in a way that can transform it, because the precursor to reality is really consciousness, awareness, and feeling. I don't want to say thoughts, because thoughts for us in our reality have a tendency to function in a reactive mode. So our thinking mind is kind of cultivated over time, and it's more about survival. How am I going to make it to the next day? How am I going to get food? How do I get this, catch this animal? How do I grow this food? And our mind is really working in terms of reaching into the physical world and learning how to manipulate the physical world. So when we're talking about an energy awareness and the energy intelligence, it's in a way retreating from the physical world and moving into the inner world, where there's really just awareness and there's a sense of birthing. So when you're in your body, when you're in your awareness, everything is a birth rather than a thought. So if you're going into that deep sense of awareness, you can begin to have the intention to transform what is birthed into your life. And that's where the real power is in vibrational intelligence, because it first allows you to understand how you created your life. Maybe it's a mess, maybe it's a success, but we create our life based on really the intention we hold and the energy of that intention. When we live our lives unconsciously, then we're creating out of our subconscious, we're creating out of our fear, we're creating out of programming. And so when we begin to at least acknowledge that we have this deeper awareness within us, then we can begin to understand what's going on inside of us that might be programming. And we are very often programmed towards being afraid. We're programmed towards needing something outside of ourselves to satisfy who we are and how we express in the world. So we end up with different kinds of disorders, eating disorders, drinking disorders, smoking. All of these come from being trained to get all of our stimuli from outside of our physical body. And when we're getting all of our impulses from outside, that means that you're not paying attention to what's rising out of your divine self, what's rising out of your core self. And all of that real power is in the invisible parts of us. And it's something that functions, sometimes it functions in thoughts, and or it can arise in thoughts, but mostly it's much more subtle. It comes through as an intuition, it comes through as a feeling, it comes through as a hunch. And we've been programmed from the outside not to trust that. And we have a tendency to ignore the wisdom that keeps coming up and bubbling up from inside of us. And everyone on the outside is like, oh no, well, you better get a job, you better not do this, or you have to go to school and you have to get a degree. Don't follow your hunch, don't follow your intuition, don't follow your passion. You have to do certain things to make it in the world. So we have all of this stamped on us, and we doubt that wisdom that's arising from within. And that's really the thing that's going to have the energy and the power to transform your life, to change your world. The difficulty we have in moving forward is the conflict. So it may be that you're following your intuition, you know you want to take this path, but you still have the fear programming in your head. So you're like working against yourself. So I'm going for this. Oh, I can't go. I'm afraid. I'm going to do this. No, I better not. I have to do that. You know. So it's this friction of the fear and the intuition that really holds us back. And the, one of the other things that also holds us back, I was talking to someone a few minutes ago, is the surrounding energies around us. All the people around us who don't understand, who don't really support what you want to do, who might be beautiful, loving people, but they can't hold a higher vibration, and their energies will have a tendency to dampen our own energies or the confidence that we might have. So there are a lot of issues in vibrational intelligence, and there are some challenges to it. But at the core, there needs to be a realization truly of how sacred each one of you are. It's like you're the only being that is expressing as you. And there are, you know, billions of people on the earth. And so everyone is so sacred and so special. And we start from recognizing that in ourselves and being able to say, wow, I can really love myself. I can really appreciate myself. I can really see this journey that I've been on. I can see the challenges. I can have compassion for me because I'm facing all these things. And so it's really important in connecting to your true vibration is to be able to really appreciate who you are, to really understand and have compassion for who you are, because that's the ground from which everything else blossoms. And so when you can say to yourself, and it doesn't matter how long we've been on the earth, someone could be here at 5 and 8 and have real worldly life problems that somebody at 60 might never have experienced. And then there's somebody who could be 60 or 70, and, you know, it's like they're carrying bricks the whole time. Their life has been such a struggle. So it's not about age. It's just about recognizing that when we're born into the world, it's almost as if we're born into the world as this perfect, wise, gifted, beautiful being. Unfortunately, with that moment, we can't talk, so we can't tell anybody what we know. And by the time we can talk, it's all been programmed out of us. But if you look into a baby's eyes, you can see how wise they are and how open and how heartfelt they are. And that's the natural state of a human being. We all could be that. And the key is to think of how you feel when you look at that baby and hold that feeling for yourself. And remember yourself as that little baby and that innocence and that sweetness. And that's how you want to relate to yourself. And that begins to start you percolating at the right vibration to be able to dispel the fear, to be able to move to your life with the courage to really be grounded in your truth. Because that's the other part of it, that you come into the world with an essential piece of the truth. Not everybody knows the same thing, but everybody has something essential. And so we start to nurture ourselves so that essence can grow through us and blossom into the world. So if you think of our bodies as really earth, we're really Gaia, we're a planet. When you think of all the substance of our physical body, we're basically little drops of earth walking around. And the essence of our soul is planted into the earth like it's planted into our body. And how we treat that essence will determine how sturdy our gift rises into the world. And so if you think of your gift into the world like a tree rising out of the earth, then your gift is like coming out of your heart and opening up into the world just like a tree. And the only way that we can really nurture and cultivate that is to nurture and cultivate ourselves, just like the earth. Have to water it, have to till the soil. You know, so when we begin to think of ourselves that way, then we can pull out of the madness of the world that we're living in. Because, well, it is what it is. But we don't want to be trapped in it. You know, it's fine to do the things you love and be with the people you love and go to movies. Nothing is wrong with the world, but we don't want to be trapped in it. We want to be able to go into the world, do what we need to do, be at work, be at play, and then come home. And when you come home, you're thinking of coming into the self, coming into the deepest part of yourself. And when you're in the deepest part of yourself, then all of the judgments and all of the conflicts begin to fade. And you can really begin to realize how fake all of that is. The world is really kind of fake. And the truth, the real essence, the thing that's true, is you. It's not what's on the TV. It's not the corporations. It's not the teachers. It's not what people tell you. Almost everything is fake. The only real thing is what's happening inside, deep inside of you. And when you recognize that, and the next person recognizes it, and you connect through the eyes and you see it, you could see that beauty in the person's eyes, and they see it in your eyes. And that's how we can begin to live our lives in a way that is beautiful and that honors who we are as beings. So that's really what vibrational intelligence is. It's about really honoring the truth and the expansiveness of who and what we are. Because we are not only vibrational, but we're multidimensional. So a lot of times when we have dreams, or when we visualize, or we have an imagination, that's real. It doesn't feel tangible to us because we're used to such a solid existence. But anything that's happening inside of you is actually real. And on some level, it's occurring in some dimension, in some part of you. So you could be, you know, a little kid walking down the street chewing gum, kicking cans, and you still could be an astronaut in a spaceship navigating space. And it's the same being. But it's because we're multidimensional, and third dimension, we're living our lives here. Fourth dimension is kind of a dream dimension. Fifth dimension is just as like this, not as physical, but it's a much more expanded awareness. And each density gets like that. And we are currently living concurrently in each density, in each dimension. And we may be different expressions. And so a lot of you probably have heard of past lives. There are past lives, there are future lives, and there are concurrent lives. So from the perspective of your true essence, you could think of yourself as being at this level, So you're a being, and when you're at a really high density, it's two beings, male, female, make up one being. It's a sort of a joint being. And so up here, you can see, have a really big perspective. And these beings will have a being living at this level. It's the same being, but because this is male, female, you might become two people here, a male and a female. And then say this is seventh and this is fifth. And then from the fifth density down to where we are, this two could be five. So just to give a sense of our multidimensional selves. Now, from here, it all looks like it's happening at the same time. From our level, this could be a past life in the 18th century. This can be a future life in the 28th century. This could be now. And that's how multidimensionality works. You're living here, but you're also in the future. You're also in the past, according to the perspective of the soul from the seventh dimension. So to us, it looks like a past life. To the soul, it looks like it's happening at the same time. But the real gem of it is that when we begin to expand our capacity to read energies and to read intelligence, you could communicate to those other beings that are you in those other places. And so it gets a little complicated, but it's not as complicated as you would think. But part of it is just beginning to bridge the awareness that this is what's possible for you. So for instance, you might have been born into this life, could have been born anywhere, but for some reason you just feel like you should be someplace peaceful. A lot of us feel that way. Well, it may very well be that you were a monk or a nun in some part of your life. Or you might come into this life and you just feel a kind of restlessness. Don't know where it comes from. It may be that in another life you were an explorer. And so what happens when you expand your multidimensional perception, you can go into meditation and say, okay, I feel this restlessness. Where is it coming from? You don't ever have to really know, but what happens is the awareness connects, and the part of you that was an explorer can deliver to you a message of what it learned in its life that can satisfy your discontent in this life. And so that's all part of what is possible when you begin to open into that multi-dimensional vibrational awareness.
Multi-dimensional vibrational awareness. So it's a beautiful reality that we're a part of, that we are functioning within. And we're really living at a time when it's become very easy and necessary, actually, to begin to integrate the multidimensional truth of who we are. So when I say integrate, I don't necessarily mean, you know, merging the actual beingness from different realities, except in the level of awareness. So we are in our 3D world that we're accustomed to, that we grew up in. We're also connected to facets of ourselves that are, as I was speaking earlier, at the 5D, fifth density and seventh density and beyond. And in each level, you have a direct pipeline, a direct connection to that awareness that is at a more expanded, more intelligent, more comprehensive understanding. And so we can begin to have that interaction with these other facets of our being and draw that wisdom into our current expression on Earth. And in fact, this is really what is being referred to when people talk about this whole shift of the ages, the whole ascension philosophy, thinking that we're going to move into another world. But the truth of it is that we are beginning to integrate into our third density world the comprehension of the more expanded self. And as we do that, there's actually an energetic merging, so that as we are building this comprehension of a wider expanse of who we are, we can energetically and informationally begin to integrate all of these facets of our expression and our experience. Now, the truth of it is, for those of us who understand and accept reincarnation, we would know that we maybe have reincarnated thousands of times over millennia. So not all of those lifetimes are significant or something that we may want to revisit or integrate. But there are lessons that come through into our awareness. Even an unsuccessful life, you may have had a life in which you were, maybe a toxic person, maybe you caused harm. And in this life, you might find yourself being a healer and rebalancing that energy within the wholeness, the whole capacity of who you are. So it's a beautiful integration, and we're going to be talking about this more in a few moments, but first we're going to take a break. Please do stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A meditation, and those he plays never suspect. He doesn't play for the money he wins. He doesn't play for respect. He deals a card to find the answer, the sacred geometry of chance, law of a probable outcome, the numbers lead a dance. I know that the spades are the swords of a soldier. I know that the clubs are weapons of war. I know that diamonds mean money for this art. That's not the shape of my heart. He may play the jack of diamonds. He may lay the queen of spades. He may conceal a king in his hand while a memory of it fades. The spades are the swords of a soldier. I know that the clubs are weapons of war. I know that diamonds mean money for this art. But that's not the shape of my heart. That's not the shape.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program. And in our first segment, we were listening to a clip from a lecture that I offered this past Saturday on vibrational intelligence. And I was speaking about how we make that connection to the facets of our being that exist currently in different levels, different densities, as well as what we perceive as different times. So we have, in addition to the life that we're living right now, which seems very tangible, very real, very solid, is not as solid as it seems, in that we're not really physical in the sense that we interpret our physical reality. We are consciousness, we are vibrational, we are awareness. So if we were to see ourselves from the perspective of a higher dimensional view, we would see shimmering lights, we would see emotions flaring in colors, we would see the shape of us, but it wouldn't be quite so definitive as it is from our perspective. And the beauty of the third dimensional existence is that we have sense perceptions in a very intense way that you might not have in vibrations that are of a higher density. So fifth density vibration, seventh density vibration doesn't have the same sensations, doesn't have the same physical needs for eating and defecating. And so when people come together in a union in a higher vibration, they literally merge all the energies of their body into a unified whole. And here on our physical realm, we have relationships and we communicate in much different ways. We talk to each other, we touch, we can get close, but we don't quite merge in our physicality. But as we are moving into a less dense reality, more and more we can merge our energies and have a capacity to communicate telepathically, a capacity to read and understand and communicate in much more profound ways. It's part of our process as we are moving into this higher vibrational reality. It's part of what the shift is creating. And we, as human beings, are co-creating this experience of shifting into this higher vibrational capacity. And as we make that shift, our ability to communicate expands, not just in communicating with each other as co-creators and as beings who are living on this planet. We're also able to shift our awareness so that we can communicate to beings who are already living in these different densities and different realities. And some of those beings we can identify as our higher self or as a, a past life, future life kind of experience of an expression of our own being as we have existed in different bodies and different times and different realities. So the advantage of that is in being able to, instead of every time we're born into an experience having to start over again, we're integrating all of this knowledge so that we can go forward from here with everything that was learned in the human experience over the last 250,000 years. And the purpose is so that humanity can be elevated to the level of galactic citizenship. And at that point, we can have a more clear and coherent and face-to-face kind of relationship with beings that exist other places, other realities. And, you know, we might think of these beings, some of them as star beings or extraterrestrial beings. We might think of them as beings of who are right on this planet but are living, like elementals, beings of the forest. So all of these fairy tales that we heard about really come from a time when there was less density in our reality, and there was a communication, there was an intermelding, an interrelationship with different kinds of beings that live both on our planet and off our planet from other places. So we're beginning to really expand our capacity to communicate. So a lot of people hug trees because trees have this beautiful, comforting energy. But you could also hold a conversation with a tree. You could also hold a conversation with the energy and the vibration and the awareness of elemental beings. So, and if we think in terms of everything being energy and everything having an awareness and everything being alive and everything having a purpose, then we begin to have a much more expanded capacity to have an exchange with all of the parts and pieces and elements that are make up our reality. So we become much more cosmic in nature. So we are not just human citizens, but we become cosmic citizens, and we can begin to interact consciously in the higher vibrations of the creative process, the creative force. And when we awaken to the inner realities of our soul, then we are connecting deeply into those parts of ourself that are a representation and a direct communication with the prime creator, the source creator. We're going to go to another segment, and it is actually a meditation. I offered a meditation as part of our experience over the weekend, and this was to create, ground yourself and create within yourself that channel of energy that allows you to safely connect to the various facets of our being. So hopefully we can play most of it before we run out of time. Let's go to this next clip.
So what I want to do, though, is also to actually go into that space. So if everybody could, for a minute, open, you know, have your legs flat, feet on the floor. And put you can put your stuff down. Excellent. Make yourself nice and comfy. And just to start, let's just stretch. Put your hands together. Just stretch up. Take a nice deep breath. And then relax and bring your hands down softly. Oh. Very good. And now take a moment to be mindful of your spine. Make sure it's as comfortable and aligned as you can. And focus on your breath. Feel your breath flowing into your body. Feel it opening into your lungs. Allow your awareness to sink deeper into the abdomen. And feel your lower back and abdomen expand. Relax your neck and shoulders and relax down through your arms. Relax your hips and down through your legs. And just to release some of that inner exhaust and fatigue, let's take three deep breaths and sigh with the exhale. Take another one. Very good. And now bring your awareness into your lower abdomen. And in the center of your lower abdomen, I want you to visualize a beautiful diamond structure. It's light, made of light, radiant, has many facets, many sides. And just feel that radiance glowing and radiating through the whole lower body, through the lower torso, into the hips, into the abdomen. And then bring your awareness to the level of your heart. And visualize inside of your heart this beautiful diamond structure made of light, many facets, and just feel the warmth and radiance of that heart diamond flowing through the back and through your chest. And allow your awareness to move into the upper part of your awareness, In Chinese, it's the Dan Tian, which means elixir field. But think in terms of this beautiful diamond of the mind, of the awareness. Also faceted with many sides, very beautiful, very radiant. And then allow your awareness to return to the heart. And then travel to the abdominal diamond. And then allow that ray, that energy, to flow down through the bottom of your body, through your spine, and flow deep into the earth. And visualize that you're right on the earth. And as you seep into the earth, you'll reach the core and you'll encounter this huge, beautiful, central diamond structure of the earth. Brilliant. A brilliant, brilliant diamond. And allow your ray to merge with the radiance of the core of the earth. And then in union with the earth's support, begin to rise back through the earth and flowing into your own abdominal diamond. This abdominal area is really your life force. So the earth is infusing with life force energy into your life force energy. And then travel with this energy of the earth to the level of your heart. And feel the expansiveness, the support, the buoyancy of that energy rising from the center of the earth to your central point in the heart. And then with the earth's support, allow your awareness to rise into the upper energy field of the awareness. And feel that expansion so that your awareness flows far from the boundaries of your physical brain and your physical body. And allow the energy of with the support of the earth to rise through the crown, the Baihui, and reach up through this our own sun. And from our sun, allow your pillar to reach to the central sun, the center of our galaxy. And as we are in this state now, connected from the core of the earth through our body, the center of our body, to the core of our galaxy, you can begin to recognize that this pillar of light flows within you, but also around you. And it provides for you because it has the support of the earth, the support of the cosmos, and absolute protection. This is your safe space where your soul, your spirit is free to travel, to fly. And because you're connected through the central sun to the divine source, and you're connected to the earth, to our divine earth mother, you're in a zone of absolute safety. And this is where we want to be as we begin to explore what's possible. Always set up your pillar, ground into the earth so you won't float off. connect to the cosmos so you get the highest divine wisdom in your inquiries. And so as we're in this connection, your pillars are built, and you can think of it as a beautiful gold light surrounding your whole body. And through the center of you is also a gold beam, perhaps more concentrated. And I want you to bring your awareness back to your heart, because the heart is where we actually do the communication, not the mind. Feel your body expand with your breath. And allow all of your senses to turn in, because when we reach inside the heart, there's a whole universe there. We can hear, we can see, we can smell, we can taste. There are experiences that occur, and our way of tapping into it is through this bringing our consciousness into the heart. In the heart, your safe place, your safe space, your pillar around you, and you can make any inquiry, and you can have that answer that's coming to you from divine source, from the earth, and from your own higher self, because that's what this beautiful beam is about. And we can create a tone that will reinforce that energy. The tone is song, S-O-N-G. And as you do the tone, it just gives you not just the visualization, but the actual tenor, the vibration of this column of golden light, which is your presence in all of these levels of existence. So you're here in your third dimensional. Within this beam of golden light, you'll be in the fifth dimensional, and then the seventh dimensional. And so as you communicate, you're communicating up and down the line of your own being without interference from anything outside of yourself. So it's very safe, and you can listen and learn to trust what you hear. I won't say to trust. You have to, trust has to be real. So the tone is song. So I want all of us to sing that tone. Not at the same time necessarily. But it will help to resonate, to seal in this beam. So it's song. Just again, hold your arms together like you were holding a baby, and feel that tenderness of the baby. And then bring your hands together and bring your hands to the heart in recognition of your own gentle, innocent self. And allow yourself to be aware of how your body feels, how the space inside of you feels, and the space outside of you, how that feels. And just relax your hands, and let's take another deep breath. And relax as you exhale. Take another deep breath. And release. Take another deep breath. And surrender. Just let everything go. Thank you. I think we're out of time. I want to thank you so much.
And that was the meditation aspect of the presentation that took place at the New Life Expo this past Saturday. I wasn't able to play the whole piece for you. There was a whole, also a question and answer section. So perhaps we'll be able to make more of it available in some fashion. But for those of you who want to find out more about this, learning more about this, and being able to access the expanded self, please be in touch with me by email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. You could also send any questions you may have to heartofmindradio@gmail.com. My phone is 347-480-1694. I'm a little bit behind on my returning of messages, but I will do that. Now that the presentation is over, I have more time to catch up. Again, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and the phone is 347-480-1694. For those of you who might be interested in exploring a private session, I'm available to work with you on making some of these connections within to the deeper vibrational aspects, facets of your own being. And it's in many of these areas of past life, future life, concurrent life, historic stuff, some of the ancestral things can be what's blocking you from really finding your best expression in our life, in this world. So I'm happy to work with you. Those of you who want to explore that with me, please be in touch either by email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or by phone, 347-480-1694. And you've been listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, and I invite you to return, and we will be covering some aspect of expansion, healing, and transcendent experience. Take good care. Bye for now.
On today's program, our featured music was the opening theme, Frog Dancing, by David Anthony Clark. We heard Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys and Shape of My Heart by Sting.